You're listening to All Marine Radio, broadcasting from Costa Mesa, California, on the All Warrior Radio Network. Welcome on a Friday. All Marine Radio gets it kicking again, so as we do most days, just about every day. We'll take Monday off, but come on, man, we're workers. We're not big timers. That's right. The mules can't be big timers. It's just not the way it works. So good morning to you. Hope you're having a good Friday. Should be, because, look, if you're working hard today, that ain't right, okay? Yeah, where's your boss? Oh, yeah, your boss has an out-of-town meeting. Right. That's what he or she has. There's really not a meeting going on there. So what does that mean for you? Okay, we know what it means for you. It means that little or no work is getting done today, and everybody's leaving early. So if I have to remind everybody of the rules on a three-day weekend on getaway day, then that's what I have to do. Okay, let me just tell you, the Marine Corps is on a 96, or it'll start at 96. Oh, Labor Day, 96, 72, I think. Yeah, so anyway, so they'll get Monday off. But, okay, if you go by any major installation or minor installation that has Marines, and there's anybody there after noon today, let me know. Other than the OODs, because that's not the way we do it. Okay, everybody understands. And on Tuesday, when everybody comes back to work, only the people involved in major things that cannot be postponed are doing anything. So it's roll back into work, steady as she goes, no sudden movements. Everybody just let us get our shit together, okay? Because it's not. So anyway, so if you're a civilian, take that to heart, right? Get to work. Get on your computer, start screwing off. Okay, make sure you have the emergency screen, you know, handy so you can bomb that thing up. That's just the way we do it. Been doing it like that forever. So, good morning to you, John McCain's body. Will be brought to the nation's, the Capitol. If you've never been to the Capitol, make sure you put that on your list to go to. And the Rotunda, back in the day when you could kind of walk through the Capitol, there were certain parts you couldn't walk through, but now they have a visitor center, and I believe you only tour the Capitol in organized groups now. But back in the day, you know, you used to be able to go into it, and there were certain parts of it that were open to the public, and not the case anymore. I've always loved, since I was a little kid, and the first public thing I remember watching was John Kennedy's funeral. And I remember watching it with my mom, and I remember sitting there watching, you know, as the nation rolled out its pageantry, and just thinking, wow. And so then I got to see it. I was a lieutenant at the basic school, and they... the first Vietnam unknown, everybody else that had been recovered had been identified. And so they had one set of remains that, that could not be identified. It has since been identified. And, but they, the big ceremony to inter the remains of the Vietnam unknown, in Arlington, right, at the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, occurred. And we got the day off, and I went up there with three other friends. One was killed in a helicopter mishap during the Gulf War, mid-air collision over the Persian Gulf. Gary Scott Dillon from New Hampshire, his nickname Dilly or the Pickle, and he was a funny son of a bitch. Yeah, so we went up there, and I remember watching it in person. You know, the same funeral that they had for Lincoln, that Jacqueline Kennedy had for John Kennedy, is what you saw with all those ceremonial units and then all the marching units. It was awesome. It was awesome. So I've always loved when the nation rolls out its pageantry. For someone who deserves such recognition, and John McCain's life and again, there'll be people that don't like him, but his life of public service for so many years, first in the United States Navy, rising to the rank of captain, and then as a United States congressman, and ultimately as United States senator, as a Democratic nominee for the office of president. Can you imagine how that went over with conservatives? McCain? What? And then, you know, I think we saw him so often as chairman of the Senate Armed Service Committee. And, you know, the things that I remember is him wire brushing Secretary of the Navy Mavis. After Mavis blasted the Marine Corps study on the ground combat integration study before it was even published, and before Mavis had even read it, and McCain wire brushed his ass in public. I love that. And but again, he had as many detractors as he has proponents, and maybe that's how it should be if you're in there fighting. And let me tell you, if John McCain was nothing else, he was a... he was a fighter. He was a fighter. And again, and like anybody who lives in, I won't say like anybody, but John McCain was not, you know, without controversy, and that's the way he lived his life. The other funeral going on today is for Aretha Franklin. It's not a funeral. Well, McCain's is not a funeral yet. His body will lie. His casket will lie in state in the rotunda of the Capitol. And as I said, the rotunda is one of the prettiest. It's one of my favorite places to go in D.C. You look up at the rotunda, the way the light hits it. You see the famous iconic paintings on the wall. I mean, it's just a beautiful, beautiful place. And you look up at the you know, at the infrastructure of the Capitol, and it's just spectacular. And for him to lie in state like that is a great honor, not afforded to many. And so John McCain's body flown across the country yesterday afternoon, and will lie in state today. And then Aretha Franklin, she's being laid to rest today in I believe in Detroit. So a lot of that dominating the news today as the nation gets ready to celebrate the Labor Day holiday weekend. Okay. And so, but let me just mentally prepare everybody. Okay. You are going to hear people say in the next 3 days, Labor Day, Memorial Day, I never get those two right. Okay. So I just want to give you some wellness practices. Okay. I want to give you a wellness practice. Take a deep breath and have the thought go through your head. Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. Yeah, that's out of the Bible. Yeah, Mac, the Bible thumper today. They don't know what they do. They don't know what a disrespectful chord that strikes in us. And so, and if they did, I believe that 99% of them would not ever utter anything close to that. So, but I want to mentally prepare you for that because I go stiff when I hear that. What did you just say? So anyway, just a mental health wellness practice warning. Whoop, 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 whoop. So put that in your little back pocket and just when you hear it, just look. Father, forgive them for they know not what they do. Take a deep breath. When you exhale, you're physically exhaling all of that venom that you feel. Gone. Okay. And you can look at them and say, now I don't have to punch your face in, you dumbass. What? Yeah, exactly. Where did I, you know, that little breathing trick, you know who I used to see do that? Tom Seaver was a pitcher, a famous pitcher, a Hall of Fame pitcher in baseball, but he pitched for the Cincinnati Reds after he went from the Mets to the Reds. And my dad was managing the Reds. And when he would give up a home run, he'd turn his back to home plate after he got a new ball. He'd kind of walk to the back of the mound. And you'd see him. It's very demonstrative. He'd take a deep breath, and he'd blow out. And I asked him, I said, hey, when you do that, what do you do? He says, I'm getting rid of it. It's done. I'm over with it. I said, really? He said, yeah. I spit it out of my body. And I thought, whoa. He's a smart guy. If he's doing it, then maybe I should do that. So, that's where I got that one. I've seen it. Obviously, it's a technique that a lot of people use. I am not revealing anything to you that you probably don't know already. I'm just saying how I personally came across it. Let me tell you what we're going to do today. We're going to, the chef's going to join us. So always fun to have him. So we'll hear about how his Friday went a week ago when he had his angiogram. So we'll hear about that. And then we'll talk grilling stuff because it is for a lot of people around the country, it's their last big weekend at their lake place or their beach house or their vacation thing that they do. For a lot of people, it's just a holiday weekend. But a lot of people I know in the Midwest, it's a big deal to have something at a lake and get away and go to those things. The last big weekend, and then you probably go up a couple more times to get the place ready for the winter, because winter is not a moderate event. So we'll talk about grilling and cool things that you could do. Some maybe you've never tried, and we'll get the chef to wax eloquent about that. And then the gunner's gonna join us. The gunner's life is I'll tease a little bit what. We'll talk about. If you listened to the program yesterday in the third hour, Mike and I were talking about a little bit about the interview that you'll hear on Wednesday of this coming week that I did with my sister. He gets off the phone and he's at a birthday party. He's getting ready to eat chicken fried steak at a birthday party for a guy that's turning 101. And he and a couple of his friends are at the party. They met this guy a couple years ago. And so he gets off the phone and he's standing there, blah, blah, blah. And I think the story goes, a girl in her 20s walks up to him. could I talk to you? Yeah. I was listening to your phone conversation, and I heard what you were talking about. Do you mind if I ask you a question? So, he calls me yesterday afternoon, and he's like, dude, you're not going to believe what happened to me. I said, what? And so he tells me. He begins to tell me the story, and it's a bit crazy, you know, that as veterans have broadened the lens of in terms of who we can help, that these things just keep walking in front of us. These people that deal with trauma in their lives, and that we as a community of veterans are unique. Our place in the community is unique. We are a little bit exalted, right? Especially if you're a combat veteran. And so you can use that exalted spot, whether you want to acknowledge it or not. And it just is a fact of life. When you say, yeah, I fought in Iraq and Afghanistan. When you say I fought in Vietnam, right? People turn and they look, rightly or wrongly. And so, you can use that for the good. And I think it's one of the most exciting parts of all Marine Radio, that discovery, something that we never intended, something that we never intended to, it wasn't on my radar, certainly when starting this. Our radar was internally focused, not externally focused. And to me, the coolest part of this that I did not anticipate is the mental health path of a warrior. And I think that warrior comes back to his village. Hopefully they get the help that they need as they exit the military. And what I mean is, I mean help like Boulder Crest Retreat provides in terms of what Boulder Crest Retreat does is it teaches wellness practices. Okay. And they are financial, their lifestyle in terms of the consumption of drugs and alcohol, they're financial, all these things designed to control the things that send people sideways. So they're wellness practices. And so, and they're emotional, like I just gave a little bit ago in terms of breathing and you know, and anticipating that this might happen over the course of the week. And like, oh yeah, Memorial Day, Labor Day, I never get them straight. The fuck did you say, man? Well, just so you know, I can never confuse them. So, yeah, and then you're pissed off. Not that you won't be pissed off, but or a little bit irritated. But once you take that deep breath, I'm back to being Colleen's dad, and we're back to getting ready to go to the batting cages or to a movie or something like that. So anyway, that to me is such a cool, those practices, right, prepare you to go home. And then you go home, and if you can get your hands around that stuff, when you cross paths with others that have, you know, done trauma, you can help them. And to me, that is this natural, very cool, final piece that takes you home. And now you're doing the things that you've done in the military in terms of being a leader. You're doing that in your community. You're easing other people's pain, and you're using all of your experiences, right, in your community to make it better, which to me absolutely positively speaks to our desire to live purpose-driven lives. It's this beautiful kind of circle. And so, All Marine Radio, man, pretty cool little event. I don't mind saying, I don't mind breaking my arm, patting the organization on its back. And it's the product of, thousands of conversations over 2+ years talking about, you know, about the way we live, the way we serve, the way we view the planet, all of that. And and then and thinking about it and never getting it out of your head, and then dealing with, you know, stories like my sister's stories, like Jeremiah Workman, and all the different stories, like, you know, even yesterday, Anthony Dree's story. You know, he's one of the few guys that are injured by a Scud missile during the Gulf War. His leg is later amputated at the hip. Yeah, if you look at the pictures of him, you know, he gets cancer in his leg and they amputate it at the hip. And you hear him yesterday about the wellness practices and all the things that he teaches about transitioning, and that you're going to be transitioning for a long time, not for 12 to 18 months. And so you cross paths with all these incredible people, and pretty cool what it's turned into. And so there's a couple articles that I need to write. You know, the one that is flashing in the front of my forehead right now is the mental health path of a warrior. And it's just describing this loop that a warrior travels and then comes back to his community or her community. And so it's awesome. It's the coolest. So, but it's not in place, and most people don't know about it. So we have a bit of evangelizing to do. So Whitney Houston sings the national anthem. We'll take a look at the news. The chef will join us in 39 minutes. Good Friday morning to you. Happy Labor Day to everybody out there. All you laborers out there, happy Labor Day to you. There she is on a Friday, Whitney Houston. And this is dedicated to this last week on All Marine Radio. What a cool week, not only for me, but for Mike, but also, you know, the realization that that what we're doing has such an incredible potential to link veterans with communities, to ease a lot of pain. Because honestly, it's we keep having the same experience in who are you and where did you hear this stuff? Yeah, mental health for the blue collar class, right? And so this is dedicated to this last week. Very, very cool stuff.
Thank you. You're betraying your whole life if you don't say what you think, and you don't say it honestly and bluntly.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
My fellow Americans, I'm pleased to tell you today that I've signed legislation that will outlaw Russia forever. We begin bombing in 5 minutes.
For this campus had prepared him well. I'm very confident that, thank you very much. If this was vodka, it'd be a lot better speech. But I'm not supposed to glamorize alcohol anymore, so young folks, you ignore what I just said.
What keeps you awake at night?
Nothing. I keep other people awake at night.
I had a Vietnam vet tell me one time, Jeremiah, you know, PTSD, it's like having a cage in your brain, it's like having a cage full of monkeys. The goal is to keep the monkeys in the cage, because once the bastards make the jailbreak, all hell breaks loose, so you want to keep them in the cage.
Can you imagine, were you a Vietnam veteran, and you came home, and they told you to take your uniform off and don't talk about it and just forget about it?
I can't even imagine. I have so much respect for those guys.
We just have to execute. And we are executing every day. And Sergeant Major and I are very proud of what you do. Doesn't mean we can't get better. We don't want to make a mistake to learn. We don't want to lose to learn. We cannot lose if we have to go fight. We got to do what these Marines did here 75 years ago. Persevere against difficult, challenging conditions and odds, and win. You gotta win.
It's 7:28 on the west coast of the United States. Check the weather around Marineland. Sunny at 81 in Quantico, Virginia. No weather alerts. That's nice. Mostly sunny and 85 at Camp Lejeune. No weather alerts. Mostly sunny, 85 in Granbury, Texas. Clouds in 61 up in Montana. 74 degrees in 29 Palms. Where Ohio man just sent me a news clip that a first lieutenant was arrested along with his wife for murder yesterday. Suspected of murdering a man from Murrieta. Unbelievable. Cloudy, dark, and 82 in Okinawa, Japan. No weather alerts for them. Downright chilly in the Helmand province of Afghanistan, Marja reports, which is smack dab in the middle of it, 91 degrees under clear skies with darkness descending upon the land. Yeah, how about that? Currently at the home of All Marine Radio, it is sunny. Really? It doesn't look sunny to me. And 65 degrees, looking for a high of 82 today. 80 tomorrow and 78 on Sunday. I love that shit. Yes. All right, we're going to take a quick break. We come back, we'll check news headlines on a happy Friday. Yeah, no shit, I'm happy. Why are you happy, Mac? Why am I happy? Nah, it's been an awesome week. It's been an awesome week. Next week is going to be even better, which I'm excited about that. I'm excited to share the interview I did with my sister, but most excited about the role that All Marine Radio plays in people's lives. And that is a gateway to a better place. And I envisioned that in a very limited way when I envisioned All Marine Radio. And the epiphany of finding out that there's a broader mission, that you can touch more people, that veterans have a very cool place in our culture. That's that epiphany. Awesome. So we'll take a quick break. More of All Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All Warrior Radio Network.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Matt, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
A message from DAV to all returning veterans. Thank you. Thank you for doing your duty. Thank you for doing our bidding. Thank you for laying it all on the line. Thank you for stepping up and not backing down. Thank you for putting your future on hold to put our enemies on notice. Thank you for putting your buddies' lives ahead of your own. Thank you for putting yourself in harm's way. Thank you for defending our freedom, for displaying your honor, for being a hero, even though you don't want to be called one. For all this and more, DAV thanks you, and we're here to help you. Expert DAV advisors will make sure you get the health, disability, and financial benefits you were promised and earned. If you're a veteran, visit DAV.org for free help. And again, thank you.
I'm good, but I have a story, and I don't know where to start.
I'm good, but I feel alone in the crowd.
I'm good, but the past keeps coming back.
When the service member or veteran in your life says,
I'm good.
Are you really listening?
I'm good, but I can't get out of bed.
I'm good, but I can't sleep.
I'm good, but I feel overwhelmed.
I'm good, but I don't feel safe.
I'm good, but I still have nightmares.
I'm good, but I don't need any help.
I'm good, but I don't feel anything anymore.
I'm good, but I can't live like this anymore.
I'm really not so good. But are you ready to listen?
Suicide prevention is everyone's responsibility. Listen to the veteran or service member in your life. If you are in crisis or know someone who is, call the Veterans Crisis Line and Military Crisis Line at 1-800-273-8255. And press 1 for free 24/7 confidential support.
Hi, I'm Colleen McNamara, and you're listening to My Dad on All Marine Radio on the All Warrior Radio Network.
This heartbreak.
stumble upon Peyton Davis as F-18 man. Spreads the good word, man. Let me tell you, it's like, I always describe it as good on top of 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 good. And she listens, and she hears things like learning to coexist with trauma. And it resonates with her, right? And she says, like, who are these dudes? Who are you? And it's the coolest, man. It is. It's like, it's awesome. Yeah, I think you could hear it in my voice. You know, dealing with the suicide of her father as a junior in high school. And you could help ease her pain in some way, right? Ease her mind. Hey, there's nothing wrong with you. You're okay. Shit's rough. All right, let's check the news. In Marine Corps Times, right, the lead story, the top story in the far left column continues to be 26 Mew party float, drunken disorderly conduct and vandalism in Italy. It must be a slow news week when you're writing stories like that, because you could write that about every single Marine deployment, UDP, MEW, right, mobile training team, drunk and stupid, right? Right, yeah. And out of how many thousand, right, you have, you know, a few of these incidents, and it's less than 1% of the population that you take with you. And then you get this headline, party float, drunk and disorderly. And again, you could write that about any, you know, you could write that about any deployment the Marine Corps does. I just don't get it. I don't understand it. There's another story that is new news, I think. 26, the commanding officer of the infantry battalion, VLT-26. His name is Lieutenant Colonel Marcus Maines. Now, this got a little bit of, I don't know, it got more attention than normal because a guy who's been involved on the periphery of the Marine Corps, he was central to the discussion of maneuver warfare, is a guy named Bill Lind. Bill Lind is an academic, never served a day in his life. Not sure he could get through 24 hours at boot camp. How would I describe him? Non-athletic, not physical, academic kind of a dude. And just used to roast the Marine Corps. Yeah. John McCain's body just showed up at the Capitol. No, you know, when you watch the pallbearers, it's pretty amazing. I mean, all these guys do is they work out with caskets. And if you've ever seen, there's a videotape on YouTube of the Marine Corps pallbearers. They're headquartered at 8th and I. And the work that they do, right? And, you know, the workouts they do, the way they develop, you know, their upper bodies so they can lift these caskets. That aren't light, and you see the way they lift them, and you're just like, holy shit. Yeah, it's called, and then they have t-shirts that say, something like Marine Corps Burial Detail or Marine Casket Bearers or something like that. We'll be the last ones to ever let you down. And they have this, they work out, I want to say they work out in the basement at 8th and I or something like that. And then they work out in the garage at 8th and I. And so, yeah. So they, and you see the workouts they do and they get interviewed about their work and how solemn, their work is, how seriously they take it. And, very cool video if you've never seen them, but, there's a joint version of that. And so in that are two Marines, two sailors, two members of the United States Air Force, so a total of eight, so there ought to be two from each, which is, we all know is wrong. It ought to be just Marines. We could add a sailor in there because he was a naval aviator, so we'll acknowledge that. But, they make a drill movement out of moving a casket, which when you watch it, you're like, wow. And then you have, the whole nation watching them as they do their thing. In step perfectly, right? Uniforms done perfectly. And the steps are what? So be careful, boys. Yeah, no, I've always, like I said, since I was a kid, I watched this. Anyway, back to the story. Bill Lynn wrote an article about the Marine Corps shit-canned their brightest battalion commander. So Bill evidently had a relationship with Lieutenant Colonel Marcus Maines, who was fired on May 19th over a loss of trust and confidence, which is the boilerplate statement, right? Following a vandalism incident during a port call visit by the San Antonio-class amphibious transport dock ship USS New York in Gaeta, Italy, Lieutenant Colonel Marcus J. Maines, the commander of 2-6, allegedly used the terms faggot or faggoty during a meeting with 2-6 BLT team leaders, multiple sources have told the Marine Corps Times. Okay, that's not new news. Maines was abruptly relieved of command by the CO of the Naval Amphibious Task Force 51 and the 5th MEB as the 26 MU was operating in the 5th Fleet area of operations, which covers the Persian Gulf Red Sea. The incident regarding his firing is still under investigation. Those guys going up the steps are... Pfft. And so Senator John McCain, Captain John McCain, United States Navy, returns to the rotunda of the Capitol, a place that he, many times in his life, attended events, met constituents, and now he returns there for the final time. Yeah, it's a pretty historic place, especially when it concerns the lying in state there. So, John McCain, just passing into the rotunda right now. Bottom line in the story, there's no new information in the story. So, it must be a slow news week because I don't get the point. I don't get the point of it. And then what we've done is we've taken 2 aviation incidents, and we've taken a bunch of charge sheets against a Lance Corporal that happened on everyone, and somehow or other, this is a MU party float. I don't know. Yeah, those are certainly unfortunate incidents that happened. But the aviation incidents have nothing to do with the battalion commander. I would tell you that those charge sheets occur on every event. So Navy Times going out of its way to to create news, in my opinion, that isn't there. I got a few emails about a story that also runs in Marine Corps Times on the front page, and that is Sailor by Day, Performer by Night, Meet the Navy's Drag Queen, Harpy Daniels. So there's a guy in the Navy, Yeoman Third Class, Joshua Kelly. He's a drag queen, Harpy Daniels, has a following. And people sent me emails and said, are you kidding me? Like, what in God's name is going on? Hey, man, new military. New military. We're accepting in a lot of ways that we have not been accepting in the past. And so this goes with it. Another interesting story. What happens now that veterans can file class action lawsuits against the VA? That's kind of a pretty interesting discussion. A recent federal court ruling allowing class action suits against the Department of Veterans Affairs could lead to a host of new legal options for veterans who share similar illnesses, service records, or bureaucratic headaches. It is a watershed moment, said Greg Rinke, a founding partner in the law firm of Tully and Rinke, which specializes in military law. For veterans dealing with Gulf War illness or Agent Orange claims, this makes it easier for them to fight against big government. On August 23rd, an 8-judge panel on the U.S. Court of Appeals ruled that in appropriate cases, class action lawsuits against the VA will be allowed. In the ruling, Chief Judge Robert Davis wrote that he hoped the decision will, quote, shape our jurisprudence for years to come and bring about positive changes for our nation's veterans. Previous court rulings had questioned longstanding precedent prohibiting such group lawsuits, even as other class action filings have been brought against other federal entities. Rinke said that the move makes it possible for a group of veterans with similar grievances to use their numbers to put pressure on the VA and win legal relief. You know what? How in God's name does that make sense? If you can sue the federal government, why do veterans not have that right? So, again, it'll be interesting now to see. Again, I can think of, again, these just recently in the last week, you know, we continue to have these lead poisoning issues, you know. So I think that it's amazing that we're still doing that. And if a class action lawsuit is what it takes to go ahead and send the appropriate economic message to the federal government so they take the appropriate action because they don't want to get dinged in the wallet, to the extent they're getting dinged at this point, then let that message be sent. Because it doesn't appear that without that economic incentive that the appropriate action gets taken. And to me, that's absolutely positively head-scratching. Top five stories in Early Bird. As we head to the top of the hour, and the chef is going to join us. One, U.S. fleet commanders meet amid Russian naval buildup in Europe. This is from the Stars and Stripes. Heads of the 6th Fleet and the newly reborn 2nd Fleet in the Atlantic convened Thursday at the Navy's European headquarters to discuss how they will monitor an increasingly assertive Russian Navy, which is now massing warships in the Mediterranean Sea for large-scale exercises. Again, just remember, Russia's faking it. Okay. But our renewed focus, and our focus has been this way, right, since World War II, on peer-to-peer competition with Russia chiefly. Now, it's peer-to-peer competition with the Russians, peer-to-peer competition with the Chinese. But remember, Russia's economy is the size of Canada. Putin's faking it. Right? And he can load up his military, but just know this, he can't sustain it. A story that made national headlines yesterday, number 2, is Trump intends to freeze federal pay for 2019. President Donald Trump intends to freeze federal pay for 2019 in order to keep government spending more sustainable, according to a letter Trump sent to House Speaker and Senate President on August 30th. Now, again, he's trying to walk back the budget deal he made, and so we'll see how far that goes. And he's going to do it now because when he runs for election, he'll provide some relief for federal workers. That's how that game gets played, right? If you're going to do this, you don't do it when you're up for election. You do it when other people are up for election. Third story in the top five, U.S. Navy selects builder for its new MQ-25 Stingray aerial refueling drone. How about that? Boeing has seized the Navy's MQ-25 tanker drone contract, a major victory for a company that has, in recent years, struggled to win combat aircraft awards, marking a major step forward in a new kind of carrier air wing, an automated carrier air wing, a pilotless. There's going to be nobody to play in the erotic beach volleyball game that happens. It's going to be a bunch of drone operators who can't get out of the sand. It's not going to be Tom Cruise and Iceman doing that kind of awkward, weird thing they were doing in the first Top Gun. Second Top Gun release has been delayed, by the way, till 2020. So if you're a Top Gun fan, you're going to have to hold on for a little bit. Number four, troops beware, new security clearance rules could bite you. It's kind of an interesting story, but again, you watch the news that comes out on a daily basis, and you think, how do we stem the flow of classified information out of our Department of Defense? And to me, the only way you do that is you have to grossly tighten the restrictions around it. You know, not moderately, grossly. The number of people that need to know needs to be cut back. The level that they need to know at needs to be cut down. And then vigorously monitor everybody who has access, which again is a lot of people. But if you have artificial intelligence, you can crawl up their ass and they have to submit to it if they want a paycheck and they want to work in that industry. Yeah, how about that? Yeah, Big Brother. You think Google's up my ass and in my DNA? Yeah. See, Google, I don't know if you didn't hear this. I said this last week. Google wants me to think that they're up my ass because they're not. They're in my DNA. That's how far Google is into my shit. Okay, so if they have me discussing Google being up my ass, they're like, yeah, guy's a rube, man. He doesn't even know. We're so much deeper than that. That was in response to Google saying, yeah, when you shut your GPS off and stuff, we still continue to track you. What? I can't opt out? No. Nobody opts out from Big Brother. All right. So this is, but again, if you're going to work in that business, if you're going to have a security clearance, you got to submit to that. The article says this, more service members could be at risk of losing their security clearance if they don't keep on top of their finances because of rules changes for security clearance processes, according to advocates. And again, oftentimes one of the leading reasons that people begin to sell information is financial. Under new guidelines, officials will conduct continuous monitoring of federal employees who have roles in national security, including service members. Historically, individuals were up for periodic reviews every 5 to 10 years, depending on your clearance. The new continuous evaluation will include a system that automatically pulls data on workers' financial and criminal records, and eventually data from social media. Nice. There you have it. What did that girl who was kind of the not so, kind of like the wrong way, just recently? I mean, she's going to jail for 6 years of her life. She was like an Air Force, she was an airman third class, so she was a Lance Corporal. Kept her clearance, went to work, decided that, yeah, she was offended by President Trump and she wanted to be a part of all this and leaked the classified document. They found out who printed it by just a quick scan of the Sipper system, who accessed it. Where does this number correspond? It corresponds to that printer. It corresponds to that computer. Who owns that computer? And she's going to jail for 6 years. So anyway, that system being tightened. And number five, what happens now that veterans can file class action lawsuits? We've already talked about. China, in a statement yesterday, listen to this. China says they have no plans to deploy troops to Afghanistan. What? China on Thursday denied reports that it plans to deploy troops to Afghanistan, saying the neighbors are engaged merely in normal military and security cooperations. Nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. Everybody can just keep moving. Right. How do you know they're lying? Their lips are moving. So, yeah, interesting. Interesting little story there. Another interesting story. The U.S. is sending an unmistakable message to China. Four B-52 bomber flights through the East and South China Sea this month. So you want to run with the big dogs, then I guess we'll do it. This is from Business Insider. Business Insider does a lot of, again, you wouldn't think that, judging by the name of the publication. But Business Insider does a lot of really good reporting on the U.S. military. Yeah, running our 50-year-old B-52s over the East and South China Sea. These flights were a part of the U.S. Indo-Pacific Command's continuous bomber presence missions, which aimed to strengthen America's deterrence in the face of emerging threats. News of these flights come on the heels of a Pentagon report that China's bombers are increasingly active in the region, often pushing the limits to project power at greater distances. So, all right, you want to play that game, we can do it. All right, and a couple final stories. We talked about 3D printing before in the program and what people are capable of doing with 3D printing continues to blow my mind, right? 3D printing is actually manufacturing. It's remote manufacturing. The title of this article is called No Sandbags Needed. Marines 3D Print a Barracks Room in 40 Hours. The additive manufacturing team at Marine Corps Systems Command and Marines from the 1st Expeditionary Force operated the world's largest concrete 3D printer at the U.S. Army Research Center and Development Center in Champaign, Illinois, according to the Marine Corps. The combined efforts were used to 3D print a 500-square-foot barracks hut. Quote, "This exercise has never been done before," additive manufacturing project officer Captain Matthew Friedel said in a news release. "People have printed buildings and large structures, but they haven't done it on-site and all at once. This is the first in the world on-site continuous concrete print." Whoa. And then they show the thing. The world's largest concrete 3D printer constructs a 500-square-foot barracks hut at the U.S. Army Engineer Research and Development Center in August in Champaign, Illinois. Okay, this thing's not very aesthetically pleasing, I would tell you that, but if you can do all of this on site, you know what that means in terms of what you'll have to take? It's amazing. It's amazing. So you print this concrete structure with a concrete printer, and then you slap a ceiling on top of it, and there you go. And you've done it all on site. Yeah, 3D printing to me is, I didn't really understand it at all when I first started talking about it. Like, what is 3D printing? And it is absolutely amazing. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, the chef's going to join us on a Getaway Friday. So if you're getting away, don't do any work today. Just do enough to keep your boss happy and all that. But other than that, come on, man. 3-day weekend coming up. If you're at work, you should have taken the day off. And if you are at work, you shouldn't be working. You should just be marking time. That means marching in place. That means you're not doing anything aggressive, anything that's going to take a lot of effort. Just hanging out, getting ready to go to lunch. If you're on the East Coast, you've got 52 minutes. Okay, don't touch that dial. The All-Marine Radio head chef's going to come back. We'll talk about his angiogram and get an update on that. And then we'll talk about grilling, exotic things that you can grill for the weekend. More of All-Marine Radio coming up next on your home for it, the All-Warrior Radio Network.
All you veterans, listen up. This is Bob Nielsen, former Marine and founder of the 100 Entrepreneurs Project. Turner Construction is looking for veterans with real-world leadership experience to join their team of professionals.
Hold on, Nielsen. Are we talking about a job or a career?
Yeah, Turner Construction is a great company with global opportunities for veteran leaders who are looking to start professional careers. I know. I returned to Turner after I got back from Vietnam and retired after 50 years. I had a great career traveling the world leading teams of Turner employees as we built incredible projects.
Are they looking for me to have construction experience, Bob?
Absolutely not. Turner is looking for leaders who have led under pressure. We want leadership. So if you're led in Iraq or Afghanistan or any other contingency, Turner Construction is actively looking for you.
So, a career with competitive pay, good benefits, and a company seeking veteran leaders. That's what we're talking about.
Bingo. We're on the right road when a grunt can understand it. Good job, Mac.
I appreciate that there, Nielsen. How do I get the ball rolling? What do I do?
Just email your resume to jobs@allmarineradio.com, and I will personally contact you and we'll begin the process.
I love it. Turner Construction is looking for veteran leaders who are looking for careers to join their veteran-friendly team. Email Bob Nielsen at jobs@allmarineradio.com. Let's do it.
America's injured and critically ill service members face incredible challenges every day of their lives. Since 2004, the Semper Fi Fund has helped thousands of service members and their families with both immediate and long-term needs. Join the Semper Fi Fund in supporting American heroes. They've given so much. Now it's our turn. Learn how your tax-deductible donation makes a real difference in their lives at SemperFiFund.org.
More than